Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here with us on the countdown to overview the charts for the week of January 23rd to 27th, i.e. the stories. Michael, you know, most everybody knows what i.e. means, don't you think? Or should I say that is from the Latin?
I know what i.e. means, but I'm not always sure how to write it.
Id est, that is, from the Latin. All right? Everybody's...
i.e.
i.e.,
yeah,
that is. Right. Yeah,
that's cool.
I-E.
I think. You know what I have problems is all the other ones now. The
LOL and all the things.
Well, LOL. I mean, people use it where it's not that funny, so I figure it means something else.
Well, it's supposed to be laughing out loud, but I take it to mean lots of love. That's what I use it for.
Oh, and I find it feels like lots of luck.
Yeah, lots of luck, Wed.
Yeah, like lots of luck. Yeah. You know.
Speaking of lots of luck. The number one item this week is it's kind of a throwback to that. So let's go through as we do begin our conversation what the folks at Talkers.com have compiled in way of stories, the way of people. Michael, that's your opportunity to become a star.
Wow. News Talk Radio this past week talking about the Super Bowl matchup at number 10. Number 9, the Joe Paterno funeral. At number 8, the new Pentagon plan. At number 7, Eurozone jitters. At number 6, debt ceiling issue. At number 5, the Iran nuke ambitions and the oil embargo tied there. Obama Brewer spat at number 4, rather. At number 3, the State of the Union address. At number 2, the 2012 presidential race. And more specifically, at number 1, the battle between Romney and Gingrich. Most talked about people, we have Tom Brady and Eli Manning, two great quarterbacks, tied at number 10. Joe Paterno at number 9, Leon Panetta at 8, John Boehner at 7, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 6, Rick Santorum at 5. Number 4 is Ron Paul. Number 3 is Jan Brewer. Number 2, we have a tie between Mitt and Newt. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Mitt and Newt.
Mitt and Newt.
Yeah,
so.
Mitt... The saga of Mitt and Newt.
All right, so how does that shake out in the people department?
Mitt and Newt are number 2. They're tied at number 2.
Yes, number 2
number
there.
Number 1 is Barack Obama, the president. He gave a big speech. A lot of people watched it.
Yeah, what did you think?
I think that, what do I think? What does it matter what I think?
Well, because you are a person who studies what's going on. Talkers, folks monitor a lot of these talk radio stations, and sometimes your opinions.
I think Barack Obama is a very good communicator. I think that Barack Obama is a lot more powerful in terms of his chances of being reelected than one might get the impression of listening to talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it depends. If you're listening to Tom Hartman, you're not going to think the same thing as if you're listening to Rush Limbaugh. Could I?
There's no
Limbaugh.
Question. But ironically, even the liberals, the progressives on talk radio have been hard on Obama.
Right.
Obama has taken criticism from both sides.
Oh, he deserves it.
That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
It's not split down the middle where the conservatives who clearly have more voices on news talk commercial radio than progressives. It's not a clear split between them where all the progressives love Obama and all the conservatives are attacking Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The conservatives lately have been attacking each other and in the process making Obama look good. Because they keep saying this one can't beat Obama, that one can't beat Obama, this one. And by saying that, well, why can't anybody beat Obama? Obviously, if Obama is so unbeatable by every candidate the GOP can offer, there's a subtle message being given to the American public that Obama has something going for him.
Yeah, vote for him. So how much of this is, you and I have talked about this, we normally do every election cycle, about how it's in the interests of those who are on the top of the heap politically, right of center, to have Obama win because it's better for their programs and their ratings.
Oh, well, now you're talking about real behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever admit that. Certainly there's a huge element of that, it's much more fertile ground, so to speak, for material to be against the establishment, to be a critic of a president, than to be a defender of a president.
So do you think people realize they're getting played? Listening to these talk shows, they're getting played.
Well, I wouldn't make that statement because
You didn't make it, I made it.
Yeah, well, you're asking me, do I think whether people realize they're getting played?
Yeah.
I don't know if people are getting played beyond that with the whole world. I mean, where do you draw the line? I mean, sensationalism, gossip, hyperbole, sell. So everybody's getting played to one degree or another, but there's a degree of sincerity among the hosts. Some of them are more sincere than others, but there is a subtle underlying consideration for survival. And let's face it, bad news, controversy, sensationalism seem to sell. Just as, here, a corollary of that is that negative ads, negative campaigning seems to work. And yet everybody you talk to says, I can't stand the negative campaigning. I wouldn't vote for somebody who does it. And yet they do.
Yeah.
There's so many competing ideas that it's very hard to draw any kind of a simple truth from this to say, yeah, people are being played.
Mm.
I think we live in a time where scams and deceit and insincerity and hypocrisy run rampant, and we have to learn how to deal with it.
All right, so then is the Paterno funeral, the coverage of that by a lot of the sports talkers, actually it was a pretty big in general issue-oriented talk radio as well. Is that an example of what you were just saying?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Before Paterno died, he was, you know, fire up.
Darth Vader, yeah.
Yeah, he knew. What did he know? He covered it up. Look. Oh, what a wonderful man. He was so much more than this one incident. What's the truth? The truth is people need something to talk about.
Yeah. Let's give them something to talk about.
Well, that's it. Let's give them something to talk about.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have lots to talk about here. Talkers.com, the charts for the week ending the 27th of January in the focus. Michael Harrison is editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We continue with his thoughts on the world of talk radio in a moment here.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88. See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh, shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Michael Harrison, publisher, editor of Talkers.com. Big responsibility on your shoulders, Michael, to report on all these things, to observe what's going on. The world of sports talk radio, news talk radio, business talk radio, all of these things. And then there's the new, what would we call the new genre? The light, it's talk radio light.
Well, there's pop culture talk radio, yeah. Which is derivative of what we used to call shock jocks. But nothing is shocking anymore. So,
right, yeah, right.
some of the most benign and likable people in the business are derivatives of what used to be called shock jocks.
And the best known is Howard,
the Sons of Stern,
the Howard Stern,
Star Trek, the Sons Prince. Of Moog.
Yeah, so
these are the Sons of Stern.
He's made hundreds of millions of dollars with his shtick.
Yeah.
And as you said, there's nothing really new anymore. He may be considered one of the old hat. So what does he do to revive himself and interest in him at this point in his career when he doesn't need the money, but he still wants to know that he's the king of all media? So
well,
he's
going to be a judge of America's Got Talent. That should be interesting.
Right. That's why I'm saying in this circumstance, he's worn out here. His shtick is old. Everybody's been trying it. He did it best and first, but now other people are trying the same shtick. So what does he do? He takes and plies what he does on television. Good for the television show. Good for him. He puts an extra $10 million in his pocket for who knows what, 14, 15 different appearances. And it doesn't acknowledge his appearance there. It doesn't acknowledge outwardly that his radio presence is nowhere near what it used to be.
It's nowhere near where it used to be, but he has been a pioneer in satellite radio. And he's conspicuous by his absence. I believe if Howard Stern were to go back to terrestrial radio tomorrow, he'd be a big star.
You think?
And they'd open the doors for him. Yeah, I think Howard Stern is beyond being judged by his current ratings or his current status.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gone on to become
iconic,
completely and totally legendary and larger than life.
He is.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, well spoken. He's affected lots of different formats on our, on the dial. There have been music programs that have carried him, talk stations that have carried him. It just kind of depends. He has a name recognition that is probably second to none in radio, with except maybe of Limbaugh. Would you agree with that?
I'd say the two of them are nose to nose. And Limbaugh, of course, I don't think anybody's bigger than Limbaugh, even Stern. But to a degree, they're apples and oranges. Both examples of just how diverse and large radio is in our culture, specifically talk radio.
And what's interesting is they both share the same birthday and they are the same age.
And they both get crazy when we make one or the other number one of all time on our charts.
At the Talkers magazine, Talkers.com, the publication that follows all of the things going on in the talk world, every year you publish the Heavy 100, and you've got the top in terms of listeners all listed there. And they do. The two of them go bananas.
Yeah, they go bananas. They get mad at us.
Yeah.
They think there's something terribly wrong. And their listeners get angry.
Yeah. Well, because
somebody's got to do it.
Right. And you're the guy to do it.
A few weeks from now, we're going to be releasing the Heavy 100 for 2012. It should be very interesting.
Talkers Magazine Online is at talkers.com. Check out the charts, the stories, the people, the various parts of the format like sports talk radio, business talk radio, hot stuff at talkers.com.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Michael Levine, who runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, is one of the most sought-after speakers when it comes to public relations and how to handle situations. He is the PR genius, written in a number of books like Guerrilla PR, and he also is the editor of the LBN E-Alert, which is a daily publication, 7 days a week, all the things going on in the world, news of, you know, not just the standard stuff like the front page things you get on USA Today, but the inside things that are kind of fun, combines lots of different information. And that's why he's called upon by television stations all the time. Demi Moore seems to be the big story this week when it comes to gossip. What's the story with her?
Well, first, Doug, as you know, I think you know, I represented Demi, I found Demi Moore. I represented her when she was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. She was a ragingly ambitious, beautiful, charming young woman at 19, married then to a rock musician named Freddie Moore, who by evening was a rock musician and by day was a convenience store worker. And I represented her for some time in the mid-80s. After a couple of years, did have a substance abuse problem, mm-hmm. which I never really knew much about, and she seemed to overcome it very well. But here's what we know. We know that divorce is shattering for all people. Anyone who's ever been through one can testify. But when it's done in the public light, with that much in scrutiny, like you see in the case of Demi Moore, you have a kind of extra pressure. It's almost like gas poured on fire.
Yep.
And this, of course, can trigger in people who are prone to addiction challenges.
Yeah.
You're never recovered from an addiction. You're always recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to know. So you're never fully recovered. And but I will tell you this. Demi Moore is no Amy Winehouse. She is a survivor. And ever since she was has been 19 years old, betting against Demi Moore is a bad bet.
Well, she's done a lot. She seems weak. And whether it's she must really love Ashton Kutcher and be devastated by this whole reality, she's done something to her face. She was beautiful before, but she's done something like so many of these women do. Do you ever get questions from your clients as to whether they ought to change their look? We're in such a...
Frequently.
Yeah, and what do you tell them?
And we frequently get these questions long around the midlife point.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 35 to 45, we get a tremendous amount of these types of questions. And, you know, many, many, many people in this industry use plastic surgery as a tool. Some of them use it well and others less well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about Demi Moore, and then I'm thinking about the newest craze, Gina Carano, who stars in this new movie, Haywire, but she's a martial arts fighter, and she... Michael, I can see how a woman like this could take Hollywood by storm. She's so sweet. Mm-hmm. She comes across in a way that you know she's not conning you with the stuff. She's absolutely gorgeous, I think. And then you wonder, okay, at her age, I think in her early 30s, how does she take this success, which will obviously come her way, because there'll be more of these movies thrown at her, to be the first woman action star? How does she keep, what would you advise her to do to keep her head on straight and not go down the road that Demi Moore went down in terms of drugs and abuse and alcohol and all that stuff? How do you keep
her friends? Yeah. Keep her real, true friends close. Don't hire them. Don't put her best friends on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them as friends so that they act as a smoke alarm against other crazy ideas that are naturally going to come forward when we become very famous.
It's interesting. My son is friends, I think I've told you this, with a lot of Hollywood kids who his age who become actors. They've grown up together. They learn. They play basketball together, and they just have all kind of gone into the business in various ways. And he has four or five kids, I call them kids, who are well-known actors, television, movies, that sort of thing. One of them was in the movie Friday Night Lights, and he kind of went down the path. I remember Brendan said he went home with his mother once, and his mother slapped him when he got disrespectful. But he's gone off the deep end.
Uh-huh.
And you wonder...
Some do. Yeah. Listen, fame or a high, a great deal of attention is intoxicating, just like drugs or alcohol, and has to be dealt with. And young people don't have a history of dealing well with it.
Just got to be careful. Michael Levine, who is the editor and publisher of the LBNE Alert, you can see a connection to that. Just go to my Facebook page. You'll see it there. Also operates LCO Online, the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, as a PR expert. He's not to be beaten. Good to have you here on the countdown, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts $50 in free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Continuing on now on the countdown, our point of view is not important individually, collectively, however. If there's a good mix of calls and thoughts, that's helpful for all of us. I think we'll get a lot of that here as I look through the buzz that is beginning to build on the continuing conversation about the president, the class warfare, et cetera, et cetera. Randy in Michigan sort of wants to be heard on that.
That was quite a great speech, and I was glad to see the president stand up and put the Republicans' feet to the fire. We are not losing 700,000 jobs a month like we were when we were under a Republican regime. You know, so there's your tax breaks that these Republicans can't seem to get out of their head and go beyond seem to prove they don't work. I will say, you know, I guess they do know trickle-down because they complained about the trickle-down government. Well, they know some trickle-down doesn't work because their Reagan trickle-down economy hasn't worked. You know, but I'm glad Mr. Obama's finally standing up and fighting for the 99%. Yeah, there is a big gap in this country, folks, and there have been stepping on the rest of us for too long.
Really? All right, sir. Well, I appreciate your point of view. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. We're taking your calls on the President's State of the Union and what you know more about it now than you did maybe night after or the morning after. Steve in Wisconsin, listening to WAYY.
Something missing in the speech was last week. His panel said on how to get this country going again, said a whole bunch of stuff like on the Keystone Pipeline, more oil, gas, everything here, which Republicans in the House have brought up already, many things. But the president and Harry Reid are the ones that won't bring them up. And the thing I really stood out was the president, he wanted more power for the executive. Now, that's leading towards a dictatorship, and everybody ought to know that.
All right, you got that? 800-510-8255. We got a lot of men here that want to be heard. If ladies feel strongly your view about the president and the situation with the State of the Union, help yourself.
Here's Bill in New Jersey now.
I don't want to go as far as to say disappointed, but I would have liked to have a much, much more aggressive tone. He had said that when I make a nomination, he should or she should get a up or down vote in 90 days. I would have liked to have them replace that word with they will get an up or down vote in 90 days. He should have brought up the Keystone Pipeline and says, yes, I understand that it's 20,000 jobs now, but there's too much of a possibility of 150,000 environmental cleanup jobs later, and I will not allow that to happen.
800-510-8255. You're listening to an overview of calls here on the Obama speech. Anne in Florida liked it.
President Obama's speech was amazing. I think he hopefully will get and reach the American people because, as I feel, I think we are lazy. We've become lazy. And if you look back in history and you see what Americans have been able to accomplish, I think we can accomplish it again. So I think he was great.
Lady thinks he was great. Okay, 800-510-8255. Another person who gave Obama a thumbs up is Matt, listening in Connecticut.
So I'd just like to make a comment regarding Obama with his address towards schools and colleges. And I think it's just about time, and it's really important that someone really address the rising costs of college and, you know, for students that it's really hard to, you know, pay for college. I know I had to take loans, and I worked two jobs while going to school, and it's absolutely ridiculous how much it can cost for just 1 year.
You know what? I think that annoys me, that this is the, you know how this strikes you when people are complaining about paying for an education. Who's supposed to pay for your education? You're the one who benefits from it. If you don't like the costs, then find a way around it. There are a lot of good colleges, a lot of good schools. My alma mater is one of them that isn't expensive, and you get a good quality education. Heidelberg University, you can check it out in the Friends section at DougStephan.com. I don't owe you an education, sir, and I'm a taxpayer. You're looking for me to help you, and that's, I'm sorry, no. James in Georgia, what do you think?
Once again, you know, I'm dumbfounded how people are amazed at President Obama when all he does is give his typical stump speech. He promises the world and then will deliver nothing. If anyone remembers back when he was running, he promised a 25% reduction in everyone's health care bills. That never occurred, and no one ever questions him on that. He didn't even address the $15 trillion debt that we're carrying, and he continually tries to up the amount of money that we continue to borrow. He didn't even give a specific solution on that. As usual, he gives generic answers and solutions, which will never come true, and continues to befuddle the American public that watches him speak. You know, he can give great speech, but actions speak louder than words.
All right, Sarah, I don't mean to cut you off, but you had about a minute there, and that's good. 800-510-8255. Get time for as many people as possible. The Talk Radio Countdown Show soliciting your thoughts as we've had another 24 hours or so to absorb what the president said in his State of the Union speech this week, which has been the bulk of what most conversation has been about in the main on the News Talk radio stations that we monitor for this overview on the countdown of the hot hits in talk radio. Ron, listening in Michigan, liked the president's speech.
It has been a long time since the mention of Detroit, which I think he mentioned three times in the speech, got applause in Washington. Normally, Detroit is a problem for Washington. And so we're certainly gratified by that. And, of course, the timing couldn't be better for General Motors because it was just last week great that GM again supplanted Toyota, which has had its problems, to be the world's number one car maker. So I think you will see this, especially in manufacturing states, Michigan among them, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio. This will be a central theme of the president's reelection campaign. We invested in American workers. We took a chance on Detroit. We took a chance on the auto industry, and it has paid off big time and saved a lot of jobs.
Getting a sampling of your thoughts here, 800-510-8255, regarding the president's speech, the State of the Union. Sasha, a lady responding to my request for a call. Here you are from, let's see, is this Brownsville, looks like. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think the president had a wonderful speech. I think it was absolutely wonderful. And I think it's such a parody how Republicans take what he said and turn it into something negative. You know, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think he's a wonderful president. I think the State of the Union was a wonderful message. And if people can't get that message, I think that's pretty much on America.
800-510-8255. Speaking of ladies having their say, as many of you know who listen to this program with regularity, I like the opinions expressed, find the ladies on The View pretty interesting, and here they are reacting to the president's state of the
Union. Very upbeat, all the things that he's going to do, and togetherness. It was a campaign speech, it was a speech to the Republicans in Congress, and about divisiveness. This is when he talked about if they could all work together, why can't this country work together?
Right.
But it was very effective and upbeat, and perhaps the most emotional moment was when the president was coming in and bent over to hug Gabby Giffin, because she resigned from Congress, and it was a very sweet, look at that. It was really a very, very sweet, you know. And she officially resigned today, by the way.
The speech was equivalent to Ronald Reagan's Morning in America speech, which was a positive outlook on the world, and I think that Republicans can embrace him because of Ronald Reagan. It's very similar to that.
It's positive,
it's optimistic. He actually believes that they're going to cooperate with him.
You think Republicans embrace that?
From his mouth to God's ears, they should start cooperating and get this country going and stop this gridlock, because it's not patriotic. It's reasonable, guys. And I have to say,
also made very specific things that they can object to. A lot of it had to do with taxes. A lot of it had to do with taxing the rich. One of the things that I didn't understand was when he said that that kids in school have to stay until they are 18 years old. The states should make that happen. And I thought, how are they going to do that? What if you drop out? They're going to put them in jail?
They call you a dropout if you drop out. But
so what?
Well, you're just to be safe,
penalty if you don't stay until 18 years old.
No, no, Barbara, it's like seatbelts. You wear them because it's the law. You didn't wear them before it was the law. It's the same thing. You'll go to 18 because you're supposed to.
And
it's a mindset.
It wouldn't be you go to jail. It'd be we want to encourage you. You have people encouraging them to stay in.
Well, there were many things that they talked about last night, and it was, as you said, very upbeat.
800-510-8255. A couple of more calls on the President's State of the Union, including Steve, who's in Enid, Oklahoma. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Countdown Live.
Yes, if you want to take a look at Barack Obama's policies, the Democrats' policies, take a look at his home state of Illinois. I was just listening to a deal yesterday. I believe they're $8 billion in debt behind on paying everybody except for their public servant unions, who they managed to fund their pensions, but every other program is $8 billion behind. And if I could say one more thing about the divisiveness, well, where was the compromise when the Democrats were running both the House and the Senate? All I heard was Republicans could ride in the car, but they had to get in the back seat and keep their mouths closed.
I think
now,
that,
all of a sudden,
they'd say to you, "That was yesterday, sir, and today is today." I mean,
right. And today the Republicans run the House, so tough luck, Democrats.
Well, they'll be running the Senate in a few months. Anyway, thank you. 800-510-8255. Another Steve. This one's in Arizona. Go ahead.
I listened to the speech, and then I listened to the Republican response, and it reminds me of when Mayor Koch presided over People's Court, and he used to say, you know, after he'd listened to both sides, he'd say, "Somebody's lying to me here, because one side wasn't jiving with the other."
And I never forget that. And I thought, that's kind of what kind of reminds me of what happened here. It's like somebody's one side or the other is lying to us because it's just not jiving. I mean, it just seems like it's just the same old, same old. They're both kind of saying the same thing and no real answers.
All right. Final call on the Obama speech. Ken is in San Antonio. Ken, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Hi, Dan.
I'm all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. Obama made passed a law in office for truck drivers, against truck drivers. It was the CSA 2010. CSA 2010 represents all the truck drivers. If I'm driving down a highway and I get a quick repair ticket on my truck, it should go to the company. But now it goes to the company and the driver, which is really kind of bad. It's like every time I get a ticket in violation of the company, I'm getting a point on my record. And at that particular, that won't be abolished. And they're giving you like 300 points on your, or 300 points they got on your record, and these insurance companies are dropping you. So Obama has hurt the truck drivers big time.
I am familiar with what you're talking about. This is something fairly recent that was enacted, and you're right. This is a perfect example, Ken, of a solution for a problem that didn't exist. And so now drivers either have to fudge their records or they're forced into a different way of thinking or a different way of driving or as far as hours are concerned, and it wasn't necessary. The way things are, the amount of focus on highway safety is brought down. The basic problems that were addressed a number of years ago, this did not need to happen. Interesting call. It's 13 before the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this.
during the ultimate football experience at Sears. Buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88. See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
Your calls on the presidential race coming up here on The Countdown.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's great sport to go through the charts every week, the stories, the hot hits in talk radio, and get Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney for Talkers.com and for the role he plays here on The Countdown Show every week, is take some of the items that are in the top ten and see how they have legal ramifications. I love things like Rand Paul versus the TSA. You've heard the story, Steve, so how do you as a lawyer react to his challenge to their authority?
Well, you know, it is interesting because the TSA, much of their authority is as a result of regulatory action.
Right. And which so, is, can I pull you aside? Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you so soon. What is it, like the FCC is the same. There are so many government agencies that do rulemaking, and it has the effect of law. How do they get away with that, given the fact that none of their rules were ever acted upon by a legislative body that was elected by the people?
Well, it's a fine line, but it's one that people don't consider enough. It is well established in the law, and it's understandable that you can't have the legislature enact every detail of what will be the rules and laws by which we're governed. And for an example, the Congress will make certain laws regarding environmental laws. However, they won't provide for the precise type of amounts of certain pollutants and these things. They then designate this authority to various regulatory agencies. The problem comes in is when it's overdone and when authority that should be done by the legislature is just thrown off. Instead of doing the details, they really give the real legislative power to these regulatory agencies. Biggest issue this has come as far as fees and what amounts to be taxes, which they can't do, but they call them fees. So Paul's got, you know, he's got some good grounds here as far as the TSA overstepping their bounds. It'll be interesting to see if it goes anywhere.
Well, it'll be interesting in a popular sense, because those of us who are fed up with putting up with their foolishness when we go through these checkpoints and being treated like criminals, when we don't, we opt out. That's what they call it, an opt out. I don't go through those things, and they put you in the penalty box, and you sit there and you wait and wait and wait and wait. And I was in there last Saturday night. There were 14 TSA agents standing around. There were three people. Saturday night's a great night to travel. The later, the better. There's not any action, plenty of room on the plane. So there are all these people standing around. I waited there for 4 minutes before they even asked for somebody to come over and take care of me. I am fed up as a citizen with this, and so are most other people.
Yeah, I think you're right on this.
Fed up. Okay, next, the Paterno funeral and the presence of the Westboro Baptist gang. I guess we've decided already because they've been present at other funerals, and they seem to have a right. Didn't they take it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, you can stand there and make yourself look foolish?
Yeah, and they do have, you know, it's a balancing of rights, and so they have to be a certain kind of distance from the event, but they do have rights of freedom of expression, and, you know, similar to situations we had of abortion, anti-abortion protesters at clinics and also, you know, other groups that have protested at funerals. They have a right. It's not totally unlimited. They don't have the right to harass the people there, but they can express their views.
Speaking of expressing, the state of our finances and the debt ceiling issue has come up again. Number six this week on the countdown is the consideration again of raising the debt. We just did this, what, 3-4 months ago. Now they're back at the trough again. Isn't there some way this could be? These people just don't. I mean, I don't even understand how they think. Again, given the waste, fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and they say, well, we want more taxes from you. And gotta raise, I mean, what are these people thinking, and how do they get beyond first base with this?
Well, they really don't get beyond what's it going to do for me to be elected the next time. And so instead of making hard and really firm and Solomon-like decisions, they do whatever is in their own short-term best interest and leave it for later. I mean, it takes some real guts to be able to make cuts that we need to make sure that the fraud is eliminated. You know, Medicare is an area where there is a tremendous amount of fraud. And it's been going on for years. Just now they're starting to get involved in this. Yeah. I mean, we really could run the government so much more efficiently, and there doesn't seem to be often the will to do that.
You talk about fraud. That's your area of expertise. So you go to stevelaw.net. You'll find Steve's books on scams, how to avoid them. And every facet of our lives, every corner we turn, we can get scammed. So you'll need Steve's advice in order to go through that landmine intelligently. Again, the books that he's written on scams and protecting yourself at stevelaw.net. Steve and J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.